What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. So, we've all been there, right? That moment when the world feels like it's spinning off its axis. Maybe it's a global pandemic, a personal crisis, or just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. Ever feel like you're drowning in chaos and barely holding on? Trust me, I get it. We humans are resilient creatures, but even the strongest amongst us need a little TLC when things get rough. That's why today's Shadow Work Quickie is all about self-care during a crisis. Because let's face it, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's the foundation for coping with stress, bouncing back from setbacks, and ultimately thriving even when life throws its curveballs. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect your car to run smoothly without regular maintenance, right? Well, our minds and bodies need that same kind of TLC. So, let's dive into 5 quick tips to keep your sanity and maybe even your sense of humor intact during those moments when everything feels a little too much. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, don't try to bottle them up. It's okay to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or downright scared. Bottling it all up only makes things worse in the long run. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even just screaming into a pillow can help release that pent-up energy. Just remember, your feelings are valid, and acknowledging them is the first step towards healing. 2. Set boundaries. Now more than ever, it's crucial to protect your mental space. That means saying no to things that drain you, even if they seem important. It's okay to decline invitations, put off unnecessary tasks, or simply take some time for yourself. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 3. Move your body. Exercise doesn't have to mean hitting the gym unless that's your thing. A quick walk around the block, some dancing in your living room, or even just stretching can release endorphins and boost your mood. Plus, physical activity helps clear your head and reduces stress. 4. Nourish yourself. Food is fuel, so make sure you're giving your body what it needs. Resist the urge to binge on junk food, although a little treat now and then is totally fine. Opt for whole foods, fruits, vegetables, and plenty of water. Think of it as giving your body the support it needs to weather the storm. 5. Connect with others. Feeling isolated can make things worse, so reach out to loved ones even if it's just a quick call or text message. Sharing your feelings, laughing together, or simply knowing that you are not alone can make a world of difference. Remember, we're all in this together. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy single mom juggling work, kids, and trying to keep her sanity intact during a particularly stressful week. Suddenly, she loses her job. It feels like everything is crashing down around her. She could easily spiral into despair, right? But Sarah remembers these self-care tips. She takes a deep breath, allows herself to feel the overwhelm, then reaches out to her sister for support. They share their frustrations, have a good laugh, and remind each other that they're not alone. Later that day, she goes for a walk in nature, enjoying the fresh air and sunshine. She eats a healthy meal, reads a few pages of her favorite book, and ends the day with a relaxing bath. The next morning, Sarah wakes up feeling a little stronger and a little more hopeful. She's still facing challenges, but she knows she has the tools to cope and move forward. So remember, everyone, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing yourself kindness and compassion, especially during tough times. By taking care of your mental, emotional, and physical well-being, you empower yourself to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Now go out there and be your own superhero. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-care reminder. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.